This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 19, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Aero News has learned of a mid-air collision over the Pacific Ocean off Long Beach Harbor in California. As of our deadline early this morning, all that was known was that two general aviation aircraft were witnessed colliding by the pilot of a third aircraft not involved. Searchers have found debris, including portions of landing gear, but odds of finding survivors are thought to be slim. One local news report has one of the planes as a 172 based in Long Beach. No tail numbers had been confirmed as of early this morning. Check back with aero-news.net for updates. All four occupants involved walked away with only minor injuries, reported Sunday, when a Pitts Model 12 biplane apparently overtook and landed on top of a Cessna 172 at Skagit Regional Airport in Burlington, Washington. Weather was reported light winds and visibility at least 9. Both aircraft were substantially damaged, and witnesses say the big biplane came down inverted after falling off the top of the Skyhawk. Familiar scenario, high-wing airplane on the bottom, another plane with limited forward visibility coming in above. The National Transportation Safety Board will have an official probable cause report in time. Local media reports that on Saturday afternoon, a Piaggio Avanti twin turboprop pusher hit a deer during a landing attempt at the private Antone Ranch airstrip east of Prineville, Oregon. The pilot got the plane back in the air and diverted to Redmond, where he couldn't keep the plane on the runway when he did land. Damage is described as minor. To the plane, that is. The deer reportedly didn't pull through. The pilot and 9 passengers were reportedly uninjured. Initial inspection of the plane suggests the impact with the deer damaged a main gear wheel, resulting in the control problem. The NTSB has determined that a V-tailed Bonanza that crashed while returning to a runway following takeoff from Palm Beach County Airport in Lantana, Florida on May 6th, had undergone extensive engine work about 6 months earlier, but accumulated only 2.5 hours on the tack since. Witnesses say the pilot suffered an apparent engine failure only about 30 seconds after takeoff and tried to turn back. The short landing and resulting collision with aircraft on the ground claimed the lives of the pilot and his passenger. So far, investigators say the recovered engine showed compression and spark on all cylinders, the fuel pump was still attached, and there was no fuel contamination found. The crank turned freely and the rocker arms were moving. The investigation will continue. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Could Congress be hurting the airline's freight business? NORAD reschedules a terrorist drill after a rainout. And a U.S. airman is credited with saving an airliner and its passengers. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves concludes a discussion on the Flight 3407 cockpit voice transcripts and gives us his specific ideas for fixing a broken flight training industry. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.